Jesus. Amen. For I tell you that I will not eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he said, Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I tell you that from now I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And likewise a cup after they had eaten, saying, This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood. Thus far our text. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. It's Passover, the feast of unleavened bread. Everyone comes from all around to Jerusalem to celebrate this feast, commemorating the great exodus from Egypt. Imagine how this must have been in Jerusalem. The crowds, the people. Perhaps something a little bit like the crowds of people on campus during an OU football game. Everyone is flooding into Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover. And rooms to do so are in high demand. Those who get there late may not find a place to celebrate the Passover. Jesus, however, has everything covered. He tells Peter and John to enter the city and to follow the man carrying a jar of water and to tell his master, The teacher says to you, Where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples? There, Jesus says, prepare for the Passover. We know these words quite well. He took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave to them, saying, This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. For we hear those words nearly every Sunday at the institution of the Lord's Supper. But just for a moment, picture what it would be like to be at the table with the disciples. This Passover meal commemorates the day in which the destroyer passed over the houses of the Hebrews, which were marked with the lamb's blood. And this festival has been celebrated every year at the command of God. For Exodus 12 says, Celebrate the feast of unleavened bread. Because it was on this very day that I brought your divisions out of Egypt. Celebrate this day as a long-lasting ordinance for the generations to come. So they would slaughter a lamb, eat unleavened bread, drink wine, and listen to the Exodus story. But there was a part in the Passover celebration in which the head of the house, he would use the food on the table as a context to teach about God's truths. He would say, This sacrifice lamb reminds us of the blood sacrifice that saved us and teaches us of the Lamb of God that is to come. Likewise, he would take the bitter herbs and say that this reminds us of the bitter sufferings in the wilderness, and so on. At this moment, called the Midrash, we have the text for this evening. Jesus is taking the food on the table, but instead of interpreting it in terms of the sacrifice of the lamb, he's interpreting it in terms of himself. This is my body. This is my blood, given to you for the forgiveness of all of your sin. The great salvation of God to his people is no longer looking back at the Israelite slavery under Pharaoh, but God's great salvation is in the here and the now, in the very person of Jesus. Jesus gives bread and wine, but talks about no lamb sacrifice, for he is the lamb sacrifice, the Lamb of God, the sacrifice once and for all. This is what Jesus means when he says, This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood. The Greek word used for covenant can also be rightly translated as testament. So a new testament in my blood. And perhaps this word testament can give us some meaning that we would otherwise miss. Jesus is here saying these words the night before he would be crucified. Jesus here is announcing his last will and testament. Even in the secular world, one's last will and testament is honored. So when someone dies and a will is found, what that will says is final. So how much more it is also with the Son of God. Here he says, "This is my body, this is my blood, given for the forgiveness of your sins. And this is the final say." That is, which our Lord institutes, is what he says it is. Simply put, my body and my blood. Is means is. We actually receive into our mouths our Lord's body and blood. But why? Well, Jesus says, for the forgiveness of sins. Christ actually gives himself to us for the forgiveness of sins. This is his last will and testament. The last will and testament of Christ, that we would receive him by mouth, in, with, and under the bread and wine, so that we would have the comfort of the forgiveness of sins for ourselves. In these final hours of our Lord, in which we see him crucified on the cross, we have a range of emotional responses. On the one hand, we look to the cross and we see the wrath of God. We see God's punishment poured out for sin. When we look at the cross, we see the wages of our sin, what our sin did to Jesus. And for this reason, we are sorrowful for the sins that which we commit. On the other hand, we look at that same cross and we see Jesus. We see the fullest extent of God's love for us. For who but the most loving God would punish himself for the sins of his creation? It's really a matter of law and gospel. There are two ways to complete the following sentence. Jesus died, blank me. There's a law way to complete that sentence. And there's a gospel way. You can look at the cross and say, Jesus died because of me. And certainly that's true. Jesus did die because of my sin. If it hadn't been for my sin and your sin and Adam's sin and Eve's sin, then Christ would not have died such a terrible death. It's certainly a true statement that Jesus died because of me. And it's certainly law, which means it shows us our sins. But there's also a gospel way to fill in the blank, that Jesus died for me. And that is pure gospel. That Jesus died on the cross out of love and compassion for sinners. That he did this as a gift to us so that we would have eternal life. And in the Lord's Supper, that for the text this evening, Jesus says, "This is my body, this is my blood for you, for the forgiveness of sins." This is a gift for you. It is pure gospel for all who believe. So this Maundy Thursday, which we remember the Passion Week and the day in which our Lord Jesus gave us this Holy Supper, we come to this altar to receive his gifts. These gifts which were won for us nearly 2,000 years ago with the disciples and on Mount Calvary. These gifts in which the Lord bestows into our mouths his own body and blood for you, for the forgiveness of all of your sins. And where there is forgiveness of sins, there is also life and salvation. Come, eat, drink. Forgiveness, life, and salvation are here for you at this altar. In the holy name of Jesus, amen. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.